still have a shut approach to marketing. But that is something you can't control because you don't have the capital. For example, we started a good marketing program in Europe, but then everybody has jumped in and gone with their cousin and their thing, breaking up the market in Europe and then putting us at a non-competitive advantage. And we can't control that. But what we are hoping to do, if we are able to get the kind of capital, we are hoping to consolidate this year where we would have a distribution center based in London where most of the product would go to. And then we'll be able to control a lot better the prices and ensure that our farmers get a better price. Because what we have done in Kafan and Ektag is to ensure that the price of dashing stay at a certain level, okay, because we know the market price, and by encouraging the farmers to do direct marketing, you cut out a lot of the wastage in the middle, you shorten the line to the market, and that's why the dashing price has been there. We also have high demand for the crops like sweet potato, which is a really is seen as a health food, especially the red skin orange flesh. One is seen as a health food, and we have high demand for that, and which would be produced in several countries, including Guyana and Jamaica. And that is something. So we are hoping to have a diversified basket of products, not only dashing, but we are, our strength in St. Vincent, that we pick roots and tubers, which is edos, dashing, yams, particularly edos and dashing, and to some extent ginger. We have picked a diversified crops.